I am Chris Von Erich. Come on, Franklin. That's hot. Are you serious? If you walk around looking like that, you deserve it.
I got something to say about that. This is The Red Lens.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chris Von Erich, and this is The Red Lens. It is Thursday night, our traditional night. I don't know. Maybe we'll go back to Thursday nights. I don't know. Things are all up in the air. I mean, I'm feeling good, ladies and gentlemen. I'm feeling good because, as my friends know and my co-hosts here know, that I've been through a very personal procedure in my life.
Okay. How personal is that?
Very personal, frankly.
Very personal. I see. Okay.
So personal that my doctor was my personal friend for about 35 minutes. Very close personal friend, and it was actually the aspect of I went through my first colonoscopy this particular week, and you know, it was interesting. I'll have to say that it. You know, you think about all these things in your mind about how they would do those things and how it would feel and what was going to go on. I have to say it was about as good as it could go for me. You know, it was quick. I didn't feel anything because they kind of put you out with that. So it was nice. They kind of talked. I think you put like the Allman Brothers on. I think that's what it is. He's like, oh, he's like, you like music? Yeah. He's like, how about this tune? It was like, you know, the Allman Brothers. I don't know what the hell song it was or something.
But, what difference and how would you hear it? From the time she put the IV in my arm, right. I counted from 2 and I got to 1. And they were waking me up after that. And I didn't get any music at all because they probably didn't have they probably didn't have my kind of music, whatever that's supposed to be, I guess.
But, didn't have the baby?
No, they didn't. They didn't the baby.
Oh, I, you know, it's funny. I don't want to get off on a tangent on him, but that he got himself in some hot water this week.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
I heard a little something. I didn't pay too much attention to it.
Yeah. Yeah, he had to kind of make a mea culpa and kind of threw an apology out there because the LGBTQ plus would not be
plus
very happy with him at the moment. But anyway, he put the music on, and you know he says, okay, well this first shot's gonna kind of like chill you out a little bit, and this next one is gonna, you know, you're gonna have a nice sleep for a little while. So he did it, and I didn't feel anything, like there was no sensation or anything like that.
No,
I just was like, oh yeah, okay, you know. And I got a little groggy, I guess, then just like you said, I was there, and then I was waking up, you know, in the recovery room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine, you know. And I, you know, I'm happy to say that everything's good with me. And you know, the prep was the toughest part.
Oh boy, tell me about that.
Oh, it was a lot of that. That was going on 24 hours prior.
Oh boy,
but it was annoying because there was a regiment there, and it does make you feel, at least it did for me, made me feel uncomfortable internally. You know, it was like kind of bloaty, you know, 'cause you have to drink a lot of water. You got to keep drinking the water. And so that was a pain in the butt. But after, you know, all said and done, it was, you know, it was an important, it was, again, I did it because they lowered the age of this sort of thing. And it is something that guys out there, you know, we're a guy channel. If you're out there and you've never had one, do, you know, again, 24 hours of prep, it's nothing, you know, to be compared with, you know, catching something early, you know. So I fully would tell any of the guys that watch us out there, you know, go and get one at least, especially if you're, you know, in your 50s or your 60s, if you have
at risk, actually.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you have a history of that kind of stuff in your family, you should definitely be going, because you know you're better safe than sorry in that case. So
that's because in my case, I don't know exactly my family history, so I was even more concerned. And I'm actually I was 4 years past my due date, if you will. So I was a little late, but you know, and it worked out pretty well. They gave me the same stuff that they gave Mike Jackson. What's his name? That stuff they
gave really?
Mike Jackson. I think it was profenol, whatever it was called. They got the little IV. It was burning a little bit, and I told, "Hey, it's burning." But then that was the end of it.
You know, my stuff looked white, almost like cork.
The IV that the medicine. No,
like the stuff they shot me with. Yeah, like the, you know, the whatever the sleeping stuff they shoot you with.
Really? Wow, we had a whole different experience.
I definitely did.
It was a witch doctor I went to. I should have been tipped off by the cauldron of boiling people who didn't pay their bill.
Listen, if the guy was Haitian and had a big head dress on, that is not the doctor.
Time to beat feet.
Went into the wrong office.
Yeah, he was shaking things and speaking in tongues and all like that. And I got a phone call a couple of days later, and I, you know, expected them to say that you know we're calling to check up on you. Guy called up and it said, "Have you seen my college ring? I can't find it." So I said, "Hold on a minute. I think it came out here." So you know, I gave him his ring back, and everything was good.
Oh my!
Quiet, George.
Marty Hertz, the moderator du jour, is in the building. He said he had his first. Also, we were no longer. Yes, Marty, that's right. I sympathize with the movement now. Kelly Clarkson divorces hubby and has to pay $200K a month. That's right. Marty brings up a little topic here. You know what? We might as well talk about this real quick. Yeah.
She has that kind of money?
She does. Let me tell you something.
Really?
You know, I think she was like one of the first American Idols, right?
Does that pay a lot? I don't know. I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, she definitely got a career out of it. Yeah, okay. A singing career.
Take your word for it.
It's not my music, but she does that. She has a show now. She has like a TV show in the morning, and she's on one of those. I don't know if it's not The Voice, but I think it's one of those talent shows.
Okay.
So she anchors, judges one of those. So she's got a lot. And I guess this guy was, I don't know if he was married or if they were legally married or they're living together, but hey, you know what? Score one for the guys in this case.
Finally, right?
You know, we see it happening all, you know, the complete opposite in reverse, where guys are getting, you know, kind of screwed over a little bit. Here, the guy kind of says, "Hey, you know, I'm watching the kids too. I'm doing this. I've kind of had some input in what your career has been." I think he was a talent agent or something like that in his career. So he's like, "Hey, well, you know, WTF, let me get some, you know." So good for him.
Yeah, cheers.
Okay, Marty. Ooh, seven of them. Wow, that's a lot.
Really? Yeah, well, it is, actually.
Well, thankfully you're here, and they obviously were not consequential. So that's good. She is worth $45 million. Wow.
You could have fooled me. I didn't think she had that kind of scratch, but good for her.
Wow.
Good for him.
Yeah. I will say, yeah, I'll say that. Ladies and gentlemen, as I always say before, I want you guys to subscribe to the YouTube channel, The Red Lens. like this broadcast, share it out to your buddies. Okay. So the people that are watching here live, like this video. And also we are on Twitter, the Red Lens One, Facebook, the very same thing, Instagram. We are also there, and we are streaming not only to YouTube, not only to Facebook, not only to Twitch, but we also have a presence on MGTOW.TV. So you can watch us there as well. We also ask you if you wish to donate. It's actually in the link on the YouTube banner there, where you can donate via Cash App, $ Chris Von Erich. We thank you for that. Anything that you're willing to give keeps the broadcast going, keeps the phone lines open, which they are now right now at this moment, 224-231-4652, as you see on screen here. You're going to want to call in tonight, because the main topic that we're talking about tonight, and you know, I am a sports fan. Okay. And anybody that knows me personally knows that. Okay. I am such a sports fan that I watch even the women's stuff, the Olympics as it's going on right now. And there's been some tremendous storylines that have come out in the Olympics here. Some really tremendous stuff. Isn't it the last couple of days?
Nothing that I'm used to.
But really feel good stories of people overcoming obstacles, overcoming odds, and just really having that like storybook moment, you know, where they come back and they win it. You know, I think there was a particular swimmer, an American swimmer that was 40 yards, behind the pack, and he just kind of flew through and, he got it. He won that event, and it was tremendous. And we're also seeing that we have other things going on in the Olympics. We actually have the reverse. We have, and it's very uncommon. It's very uncommon to see this happen. And I'm wondering myself if it is something that might be part and parcel to what I kind of say that, is failure, okay, or opting out, or in some cases, people saying quitting, has that been kind of normalized in our society? You know, have the kids grown up in the last, say, 5-8 years to kind of think about the fact that, if you're not feeling right, or, you're not in the right headspace, that's a like coined phrase you say like to use. Is it okay to just exit stage left? When is that okay?
Well, I'll tell you real quick, if I may.
Go for it.
This is actually the first time that I've ever heard of this sort of behavior at the Olympics, because it's sort of kind of something you prepare for, train for a good part of your life. And I mean, it's news to, I mean, this is all very shocking. I mean, and not for nothing. Okay. The Olympics right now, it's not normal. Even where it's being held right now, 75% of the people there didn't want it. So it's very odd. The whole dynamic, it's kind of odd the way it's working out. But, it's an interesting way it's running. And I find some people that are very sympathetic towards the athletes. Some are basically, you're a failure, you're a quitter, et cetera. But for the most part, the people that I've run into, it's always been, it's basically up to you. If your head's not in it, you're free to back out, if you will.
Right. And again, what we're talking about here, for those people that are kind of maybe don't watch the Olympics and don't know what's going on, I'm going to share the screen right here, because it's going to be one of the few things that we're talking about here. Very simply, the medal-winning Olympist Simone Biles, basically the other night backed out of the competition. Okay. And I'm going to share her Twitter page here. Okay. So those who live under a rock, who don't know who she is, this is who this girl is. Okay. And she's had tremendous success. Okay. Tremendous success. She's won, a gold medal in the Olympics before, the previous Olympics. And let me just drop this away here. So we see the whole screen. And my point being here is that there's just the comments that we see here, her fans. And again, you can have your own opinion on this, but I just want to illustrate the two different sides here. Basically, you know, you see you're getting responses like, thank you for finding your voice and staying true to yourself. I know it's hard, scary, and probably felt alone, but you powered through and are still the people's champion. Well, that's all well and good, and he's an artist here, this kid, and God bless him. But when we're talking about the Olympics, okay, we are talking about basically what these athletes train for their lives, okay? Everything leads up to these Olympic games that they are able to participate in. And usually it's a finite amount of time, you know, maybe two or three Olympics, you know, they're able to do, and then that's it. Then they age out and that's it. They move on to other things and, you know, have other lives.
Phelps, for instance.
Right. Well, actually, ironically, Phelps is a judge at the Olympics. And he actually, this is a we're talking about a feel good point of story on that. He actually was calling the win for the kid that he mentored in swimming the past, you know, 8 years. You know, that kid basically was looking up to him because he overcame all those obstacles, and Michael Phelps had a lot of them.
Right.
Okay. And I'm sure there were times when Michael Phelps felt like he didn't want to be in the pool. Okay. That, you know, his stroke just didn't feel right, or his legs didn't feel right, or, you know, he wasn't pushing off of the side of the pool the right way, you know, whatever. But when you have complete determination to do something, that's when, you know, you separate those people from the people that are really tremendously good, but aren't like legendary. Okay. Michael Phelps is legendary. Okay.
Mark Spitz is legendary as well, but Phelps is sort of swam right past him. How many medals did he come up with? 20 or something?
I think it was like 22 or something. He literally participated in pretty much every individual swimming event in that last Olympics that he was at. Okay. And won them all. Won them all.
Well, he's built like a fish anyhow, for crying out loud. Yeah, he's built like a fish.
So my point being here, and what I'm hearing from people, okay, like this kid here, is they're kind of giving him a pass. You know, she giving her a pass. And let's see if I can blow this up to where we can see this. Here we go. All right. I'm going to just read this off to you guys.
All right.
Because you can't really see it. But this is somebody that I guess another gymnast friend shared this, and it says it's so frustrating to me to see comments about Simone not being mentally tough enough or quitting on her team. What we're talking about is the same girl who was again, this is came out a few years ago, where she said that she was molested by that crazy doctor, that went to prison. Okay. And she won a title while passing a kidney stone, blah, blah, blah. And again, I'm going to preface it by this. We're not talking about what she did, you know, in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody should be taking that away from her at all. And nobody should be marginalizing if she was, in fact, you know, taken advantage of by that creepo who is now in where he belongs in jail. But my point being is that she did eject on her team. Okay. There is no like kind of, you know, sugarcoating that, you know, she basically, a couple hours before they were supposed to go out there said, look, I'm just dealing with stuff. And I'm not even paraphrasing when I'm saying this. She literally stood up there and said, look, I got, you know, stuff going on in my head and I'm not thinking right. I'm not thinking about where I am or what I'm doing. And I just, you know, it's dangerous for me. And it obviously is, you know.
Adios, you don't want to be throwing, like that.
Yeah, you don't want to be throwing yourself around if, you know, you don't have your wits about you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these girls were counting on you. This is like Mark Messier for the Rangers saying, mm-hmm. you know, before game seven, I feel a little weird. You know, I just don't, you know, I don't feel like I'm going to, you know.
Guys, you got this? Yeah, I'm out.
Adam Graves can take you through this. Don't worry about it. You know? But, you know, this is what we're getting at here. You know, in my whole, like, kind of diatribe, I am not belittling her past accomplishments, but I am going to call her to task about stepping out on her team and leaving her team in the lurch. And the Russians, who actually won, okay, they were not that great because I watched the event. Okay, they were beatable. Okay, so I think the difference between silver and gold was the fact that she didn't participate. All right. Now, as fate would have it, one of her teammates had the ability to step up and take her spot in the all-around individual exercises. And guess what? She nailed it. All right. And she got the gold. I think the girl's name is Sunny Lee. Okay. And kudos to her. Okay. Kudos to her for stepping up and doing what is kind of the benchmark of when America is in these games. Mm-hmm. And that is stepping up, going beyond a situation, okay, digging down deep and saying, you know what?
We can do this.
Yeah, I'm going to make this my time. I'm going to make this one for, you know, my travels and my journey here. And that girl does have a, you know, they all have stories. Mm-hmm. So she has a tremendous story herself, and she was able to go there and she seized the day. Okay, carpe diem, right? Whatever the slogan is there, for you scholars out there. And she did it, you know, so kudos to her. And at the end of the day, now Simone has the ability to, I think, come back tomorrow and do some individual exercises and compete that way. Maybe she will. I mean, I would hope that she would try to save face and get out there and do it and, you know, dig down deep and find whatever it is and do it. But to me, I wonder if she is the example of how we've been raising kids today. You know, is this, and the reaction by some of her fans out there that have been kind of belittling people that said, hey, you know, Kerry Strug, you know, blew her friggin' ankle out and she taped it up and she got back out there and she won a medal. You know, well, what's your problem? So
participation, yeah.
Trophies.
Yeah.
Now again, you know, I just saw a thing on the friggin' news where she's going to be coming to our geographic area in Jersey on like the world tour, champions tour. Okay. In I guess it's like September or something like that. So, you know, to me, like, what, you know, what get, now, are you going to tell me now you're so mentally shot that you're not going to be able to like make these dates now? you know, well, what are we talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm wondering. Well, let's get to some of these. Again, guys, if you want to chime in about Simone or kids these days, or, you know, maybe it's a epidemic of women, you know, maybe it's a woman thing, you know, maybe they're, you know, just having the quote unquote bad day, you know. Are we seeing the bad day? I'm not feeling it, you know, like when they go out on the date and they tell you they don't want you anymore.
I'm not
feeling it. So maybe Simone was just not feeling it, you know, on that day. Who knows?
Ixnay ed day.
Yeah, right. Marty says, versus special snowflakes that quit and need a safe space. I hope not. I mean, but you see, my thing is this, you know, are we setting a precedent where this is like an okay thing for our professional athletes to be like, oh, well, you know, I'm just not, you know, I don't have it today, you know? And then everybody's like, oh yeah, you know, I have one of those days too. You know, it's okay for me, Franklin, to have one of those days, or you, mm-hmm. you know, where you just want to like put your head under your covers and not come out.
Right.
You know, when you're a professional athlete and you're getting paid, and let's talk about, not even talking about the sponsors.
Endorsements and all
what
like
about
that.
Those people, what about those companies that paid her to go over there and perform and wear whatever bandana or whatever suit or logo on herself, you know, and where's their money now?
Well, you know? I'll tell you what, I'm sure there's NDAs and things like that.
Right.
That sort that all out, but I bet you she won't be on a Wheaties box. That's for sure. Mm.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what's kind of cool about that? Her teammate will, and
yeah,
will
exactly.
You know, because again, she stepped up. Hey, maybe in 4 years when they're back, wherever it is, Paris. Maybe
Paris, really?
Wow. Maybe Sonny Lee should be the captain of that team.
Mm.
You know, maybe we should rethink who the voice and the example is on that gymnastics team. You know, maybe. Yeah, but I don't know, Marty. I don't know if it's one of those things. The you know what of the woke generation. Yeah. And again, yeah. Marty, I can show you. I didn't want to bore the audience. I can show you the write-ups from Twitter and all the other social medias about how, oh, you know, you go, girl. You do yourself. And, you know,
you do you.
We have to shine a light on mental illness, you know. And it's like, well, what are we talking about here? You know? You know, the whole point of you being you on that level that you're at is that you are mentally tough, that you separate your personal mental issues from the point where you're performing, okay, on that level. Okay. Many athletes will tell you that the escape of competing and actually being there and doing that and having your sole focus on that is what gets you over, okay? It's a reprieve from those other things, okay? So maybe she's not wrong. Maybe she's just mentally cracked. Maybe she's done.
Wasn't fit. You know? Wasn't, I don't want to say fit, but just wasn't prepared. Maybe not prepared.
You know, from
the get go.
You know, and you know what? Maybe she wasn't mentally prepared, Franklin, because she was a little too busy, okay. A little too busy doing, having fun time with her boyfriend, Jonathan Owens.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So here we go. And Jonathan Owens, as you guys that know football, he is a player for the Houston Texans. Simone is from Houston, so I guess that's, you know, where they met. So, again, not saying that she can't have a relationship. All right.
Just not before a performance.
Well, yeah, that's my thing here. You know,
a lot of athletes will not, I don't want to use fraternize, but won't see their other half or anything, you know, whether it is to take away from the task at hand.
Right.
You know, if it means not seeing your girlfriend or your wife for a couple of days because you have to perform on the field, on the court, on the field, on the pitch, whatever it is. Yeah, those are some things that you have to do. Right. It goes right alongside of, you know, practicing in the off season to keep yourself in shape,
And maybe that's what we're talking about here, Franklin. Maybe we're talking about a scenario where, you know, we had the whole lockdown. We had the whole kind of thing where you had to do your stuff on your own. Maybe she wasn't doing what she was supposed to.
Probably
not. And it might have caught up to her. Maybe that mental preparation before, you know, whatever that is for that individual who's on that level. Okay. And again, I'm not taking anything away from her, the level that she competes at or her athleticism in of that it was. She's a specimen, in general. But maybe the building up of that mental toughness to shut out the personal stuff, maybe she wasn't doing what she was supposed to. You know, maybe that's what we're dealing with here. Phelps did a commercial for mental health saying he was plagued by depression.
Yes, he was. I remember that.
And he absolutely he was. But he didn't bring that depression with him to the Olympics. Okay. He was able to shut that out and focus on what the hell he was doing for his team, for his country, and then for himself. Most importantly, himself. Because a lot of times with the Olympics, you're pretty much competing against yourself to be your best for you. So, and that's what makes him they talk about her being the GOAT. Okay. Phelps is the GOAT.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm smoking all that pot.
By the way, Mark Spitz is my fourth cousin. Wow.
Really? Marty, look at Marty comes from royalty.
That's right. How good are you in the 200 meter? don't send us pics, please. Don't do that. Mighty Zane. Mighty Zane says Simone Biles exiting the Olympics is similar to a 35-year-old woman hitting the wall, realizing she can no longer compete with the women who are in her SMV prime. I don't know. You know, that is Zane. That is the million-dollar question. Okay. You know, I didn't even think about that. Did she look around and say, oh boy, you know, to the other competition?
Just for the heck of asking, Sunny Lee, you said her name was?
Mm-hmm.
How old was she?
I believe she's 20.
Oh, gee. Okay. And Simone is, again, how old is she now?
I knew you were going to say that.
I probably should have looked ahead.
I would say she's probably about 22, 23.
Oh, about the same. Okay, thereabouts.
She might be the older statesman of the group, you know, which is, it's funny you brought that up because there was a chick that is in another, I don't know what she competes in, but she's 47 years old. Yeah.
Oh, she competes in carrying the luggage. Is that it?
Yeah. No, she's actually part of a team.
Ping pong.
I don't know if she's American or not, but she's been obviously she's been to a ton of these Olympics. So that's crazy.
40? Good for her.
Yeah. Joker says we live in a gynocentric social order where the victim is glorified and is magnified tenfold by social media. Would this story had garnered any of the same amount of attention had it been a man who did it? Probably not, probably not at all. And I would probably say that the public opinion would probably be a lot different. I think you'd hear a lot more stories about, he should man up. And,
it probably would not have happened.
Yeah, well, there you go. That, you know what? I usually give the quote of the night to the chat. I think I have to give the quote of the night to Franklin. That was very good. That was very good. But 100%. I believe that the the empathetic public opinion would be quite different if it was a guy, you know, maybe a swimmer or whatever, one of the male gymnasts, you know. I think we'd look at him differently. I think everybody would, because again, yes, we're operating in a gynocentric social environment and order, but we still look at guys as the sex to get things done, you know. So I actually agree with Joker in that I bet the women out there would, they might be, oh, well, you know, it's okay and tap, tap, tap. But in the same likeness, they would say, well, that's unfortunate because he shouldn't be doing that, you know, because he's a man. Franklin with the Don DeMarco. Yes, I know. I don't do the Don DeMarco here, you know. So that's a big soundbite, Franklin. If you,
I knew that.
Yeah, a lot of guys like that, and it's good. It's good on their stuff, but I guess my Don DeMarco is this.
Hey now.
So that's
fine by me.
But yes, so again, if anybody out there wants to call in, chime in about your point of view on Simone, on society in terms of quitting, you can, 224-231-4652. Now, Franklin, I wanted to ask you also, what you never quit anything, right?
I try not to. I try not to fail. I try to do the best I possibly can and see things through fruition. You know, make sure things get done and do the best I can.
Right. No, I've never quit anything either. I've, you know, in my life, in terms of my work and stuff, I've left to do bigger and better things, things that were better for myself.
That's the idea.
But, and I say, you know, I know people throw daggers at me when they watch this on replay, you know. Yeah, no, I've never been at a professional level. Okay. And that's another thing that they kind of shame people at, you know, the common folk. Okay. Oh, well, what did you ever do? You know, where's your gold medal? Well, again, I never put myself on that level. Okay. I never said that this is my standard. Okay. But I'll tell you what, I did participate in athletics in my life on various levels. Okay. Much lower levels. And you know what I never did? I never said, I don't feel like playing today, guys. You know,
it wasn't an option.
You know, yeah. It's just how it was. You know, you do it and you drag yourself through for those other guys or your other teammates. That's what you do.
You have to.
Okay. Now, again, if you have an injury, that's different. Okay. If you're physically sick, I get it. That's not what it was in this case. Okay. It was just that she, you know, again, they said something about she had the twisties or something like that. I don't know what the hell that is, but allegedly it's when gymnasts don't have a clear understanding of what they're doing and where they are once they flip around and stuff. They kind of get disoriented in their minds.
Like a vertigo type of a thing?
I guess so. I guess that's what they were hinting at.
Really?
And again, I 100%, you know, agree with that. And that's horrible. And that is dangerous because, I mean, these girls and guys are throwing themselves around all over the place. But again, you're at that league. We're not talking about the amateurs here. You know, we're not talking about, you know, in her case, you know, the trials in Houston, you know, for the best gymnast in Houston, you know, and that's even big because that's, you know, the whole friggin' probably state or at least, you know, city. We're talking about, you know, the Olympics, the pinnacle of where you can perform. You shouldn't be having the twisties at that level. Okay. So, but again, she was definitely in her head somehow, and you know, she couldn't do it, and that's that.
Not for nothing. It is something that I was thinking about earlier today, out of the two, I don't want to call him a failure, but out of the two questionable people mm-hmm. that are not doing what they're supposed to be,
right?
They're both black.
Well, you know, to yep. and I know we have somebody on the line here.
The
we'll
other get one
you in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny you said that because I was gonna talk about this afterwards. There have been I saw some comments from some black people that said, "Oh, well, here we go. Typical. This is, you know, when the times get tough, the black person ejects." Now that this was a black person on social media saying this, and I was like, "Oof." I'll pose it to you. Did that guy have some kind of validity to that remark?
I don't want to say validity, but the thing of it is that what bothers me is, I guess, what other people are going to think or what other people are going to say. Okay. You know, you went we went 0 for 2. Okay. And I haven't heard a lot of bad comments. Okay. I heard something similar to, like you said, and it actually happened to be a relative of mine.
Okay.
Okay. Other than that, I haven't heard, well, nowadays, I guess you're probably not going to, it's going to be kept on the down low, but I haven't heard of anybody else other than that cousin saying, "Oh, great. Wow. Out of the two failures that we've had, they're both black. Terrific." And it's like me reading a paper on Monday. There's 87 shootings. Oh, great. And they're all black people shooting each other. Great. So it's going to give people who aren't black something to think about, something to talk about, something to comment about. And that's what bothers me. It probably should bother me that black people that there's black on black crime and black folks shooting each other all the time. That should bother me, but no, it's not. It's what other people think. And sadly, yeah, I'm sorry. It does. That's what kind of bothers me.
Right.
Because well, other people see that. So
yeah, no, it's got to be, again, I think that's what that person on that other multimedia platform was talking about. Like, it's, here's another situation where people are going to point to it and say, you know, lazy black person,
right?
You know, or you know, doesn't want to do the tough stuff, you know.
The first situation, okay, the drug test. Oh, right. Boy, that's opening up the floodgates. Okay, now, not for nothing. Okay, I have never been at that level to even, you know, at the Olympics to be at that level to excel.
Right.
What that person did to excel to get to where they are, I'll never get that, you know, that you know, those accolades. Not for nothing, if she smoked pot and ran that fast, she should get 2 medals, I guess. I don't know. But you know, I mean, that kind of bothers me a little bit.
No, yeah, hey, and I would feel the same way too if it was a scenario like that. I really would. But let's see how this caller feels. What is up? You're on the air.
Hey guys.
Hey.
It's me.
What is going on?
What does your shirt say down there, Chris?
Oh, it says that this is a very, very old picture of me.
Nice. I couldn't see that. I was going to ask you if that was the one that created you.
No. This is a still picture of the moment of my conception. Yeah. I was in the last leg. This is my last 200 meters of my event. There you go.
Like a salmon, he was.
Apparently that one did quit when the going got tough,
that's
right?
Right. There you go.
So, what's my predictable opinion on this one?
Oh.
Well, now, Franklin, you should be ashamed of yourself, you know, pointing out or agreeing that possibly, you know, kind of interesting that two stunning and brave black athletes, or three if you count the drug infraction, that's three, somehow bailed. You must realize that whatever they do, they can do no wrong because of slavery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ashamed of myself, actually, this third or fourth time today.
How dare you? Yeah, exactly. Well, interesting. Obviously she made the team based on prior performance,
right,
and was able to be captain of the team.
Which can't be taken away from her.
My question becomes, pardon?
Which can't be taken away from her, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, no. But then it comes down to how many other people were competing over the last however many years to have a spot on that team that, her spot, that was locked in. So now you had to reject somebody else who, I don't know, maybe would have, just because they didn't spot a perfect landing, would have gone the other way and said, you know what? I messed up.
Here you go,
I can't wait till my next event. It's going to be perfect, and I'm going to prove them all wrong, and that was just a fluke.
That, Marty, that is a tremendous point, and I said that to somebody just before I came on the air. I said, what about that 16-year-old? Because they usually start, like, real early, 14, 15. What about that girl that didn't get a chance to go to Tokyo here? And she had we'll get you next time, girl. Don't worry about it. And just because she was, the captain, and rightfully so, now that girl misses out on her shot to win something. And this girl just says, I'm in a bad headspace. Go ahead, Marty.
Right. No, exactly. Well, great minds think alike. Now, not assuming anyone's gender or ethnicity, but the other girl that did get the gold, she is of the Asian persuasion, right?
That's, I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Well, that being the case, when she gets all the endorsements instead of poor Simone, I guess that'll be some poetic justice, and I hope that doesn't spark any Asian hate. however, I'm not gonna cry too much for Simone, because if she's dating an NFL football player, all she has to do is come up pregnant, and she can replace all the lost endorsement money later.
That's like 20 gold medals right there.
I wonder if she is pregnant.
That's way more.
Yeah.
Would that be something if she was pregnant? That's the reason she couldn't do her thing.
Nobody said that, but and I see you summarily skipped over my saucy comment of giving a possible reason as to why she didn't do so well further up in the chat.
Oh, wait,
something about D and BBC. Yeah, yeah.
I think. Oh, did I miss that? I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yes, you. Oh, I thought you censored it.
No.
Yeah. No.
Wait, I got Phelps.
Yeah, that was a good one. It's just above the Joker one.
Oh, okay.
With the Don DeMarco. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So I'll
display
that if you dare. Yeah. Let me tie in the interesting pseudo connection with the Kelly Clarkson thing.
Right.
Now, when Dre got nailed for $300,000 a month, And they put out all the breakdown, like she needs $157,000 a month for clothes allowance. She needs, it was ridiculous, just insane amounts of money, even by their standards, right? What does everybody say? Oh, you go, girl, get the bag. Yeah, she's entitled to all that. He got plenty of money. What difference does it make? She needs that money. Okay, flip it around, and it's Kelly Clarkson. Oh my God. The comments were all, that's ridiculous. Nobody needs that much money. Why doesn't he go get a job?
Yeah.
What
is he doing?
He doesn't need that. Yeah. What is he doing? So, So the double standard and the hypocrisy is, well, it's obvious, and so what, right? But it's kind of the same thing here, I'm afraid. It's like, well, A, she's female. B, she's black. C, we're, who gets the most points? He or she who is the greatest victim and who is oppressed the most. So, and the sisterhood of the traveling too tight pants going, oh, you go, girl. Yeah, speak your truth, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, no sympathy there. Like you said, there was that other girl who taped up her broken dang ankle and went on to win anyway. Now, that's some grit. That's some determination. That's Olympic-caliber performance that we're looking for and have come to expect.
That's but some painkillers.
The helicopter bubble wrap. Yeah, the helicopter bubble wrap generation of, poor thing. Here, fix my broken wing. If it gets too tough, you don't need to continue. Well, and now we're trying to do that to the military as well. Uh-oh, I see somebody has popped up in the corner.
You see, you didn't talk that way.
How dare you?
You can't talk that way. These people come in and, when they're too negative, they pop in here and they try to censor us. They try to tell us that's not right. You're going too far.
They watch over us.
Yeah, you got to watch those people.
Well, okay, I'll dial it back a bit because I see I'm getting the stank out.
It is. Look on her face. She's done with this bad publicity. Yeah, we should understand.
Yeah, we are not amused.
We should understand her strife and what she's going through.
You
don't understand,
Marty. Her struggle. No, I obviously I don't. All right. Well, that was pretty much it. How much can you say that hasn't already been said? I just love the amazing double standards, just along gender lines, shall we say, depending on who's doing what, and it doesn't matter what they did. It's all. Somebody is just Joker is just putting in there now. It's like, is this going to set an interesting precedent where your failure is not only applauded, but you get the social media gold medal for losing? And it's not just losing, because what are we going back to Tonya Harding days here or what?
Remember that.
She never got a fair break because she was white trash. Never got accurate score.
Where was the for what she did, she hired somebody, but there was no empathy for her, and where was her mental, she's just mentally, she wasn't there, and we should understand why. What you see nowadays, Marty, we'd be like, well, what drove her to hire that guy to bash Kerrigan's knee?
Oh, that's right. I forgot
about
that.
That's what we'd be talking about right now. Yeah. We wouldn't be focusing on the fact that she hired a hitman to friggin' take her out. We'd be talking about, what drove her? What conditions in her life drove her to do that deed?
Living in that Winnebago, I guess, didn't help any.
Exactly, but we did forget the me also component of what that horrible trainer did. Well, again, that's what therapy is for. Wasn't like every other girl or most of the other ones, except for the youngest ones that were on the team, were subject to, because I read that I think the Asian chick that won the gold was subjected to the same training regimen, shall we say, and somehow she managed to muddle through it all.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, whatever. Yeah. but there we go. Well, it doesn't matter, we'll all be mandatorily vaccinated. And I do have to throw this in, so in case I'm not here next week, let me tell you why. I was absolutely 1,000% exposed to somebody who has the Delta variant, who is in the hospital right now, who neither of us were vaccinated, neither of us were wearing masks. I had two long time exposures and close proximity exposures to this particular person. Well, if I live through tomorrow afternoon, that'll be the minimum incubation period, and I can breathe a little sigh of relief. If I make it to Sunday afternoon, that's the tail end of the maximum incubation period, and I'll have to talk to you about it later, perhaps, if I'm not dead, and that'll be because I was protected by an electronic device, not sponsored, should be sponsored, that may have protected and saved me. But I will sure have a great story to tell as soon as I get over to hump here. So just leaving you with that.
All right.
Well, very good. And we thank you for calling in, my man. And we hope to hear from Marty. Next week.
Very best of luck.
And hear about this miracle cure that he's got going on there. You know, I definitely, he might have a cure for the plague of this new millennium here. So there you go. Good for him. So, but I thought everything Marty said was, 100% right on. You know, I think I think she's, she's getting that empathetic pass, that a lot of, women get when the going gets tough. You don't understand, you're not on her level. You don't know what she deals with, blah, blah, blah. And again, it's true. She's got a lot to deal with, but, there's an old adage to someone that is, what is much given, much is expected. Okay. So when you're on that level, you're expected to do stuff. You can't say cure or the FDA. I know, that's right. I know. We don't have the FDA pop in yet, but maybe we'll pick one of those up. Yeah. We'll do that. You gotta be very careful about what you say. Sometimes, there you go.
Oh boy.
He was just on today. The president here. And he was talking to people about, what should it be happening? He was actually talking about, not to kind of get off a tangent, but I will, what the hell, who cares? It's my show. He was saying how we have a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
So basically, he was literally pointing the finger at all the unvaccinated people out there and saying, you should know better. And again, I can kind of see things from both sides of the argument. I can see the people that are saying like, what the hell, man? It's been a year and a half where, we're at 75%, vaccine rate kind of thing. And, that ought to be enough. We should just ride it out and see where we are, come the fall. And then there's other people that are saying that, the vaccine's been out for this long. We've given internationally to so many people. What the hell's the big deal? Just get the damn thing and, shut up about it. So I can see both sides of that argument, but I do think it's kind of weird to, kind of lay it all on the shoulders of unvaccinated people. That's kind of like a us versus them kind of like thing they're painting. I think I remember back in the day, it was like, didn't they say that with Germans and Jewish people? Like, oh, that person's Jewish, or that person knows where Jewish people are, to give it a big,
right.
I am for those YouTube senses of that, I am giving a gross, analogy. Okay. Just so you know, I'm not equating the two. Okay. All right. Just, don't write me any letters.
don't come by in the middle of the night, cut off his internet or something.
That's right. All of a sudden, the broadcast goes dead. You know, you'll know where, you know what happened.
There's a guy sneaking away with big scissors.
Yeah. The actual King Smith says, I talked to my 14-year-old daughter about this. It's a bad look. A roster spot for someone who could have represented the country and resources used to get her there, and she just quit.
And that's what you said, Chris. That's what you said before.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. It is. It's a bad precedent to set. Now, again, we might not see something like this on this type of a level person another decade. You know, we might not see this, you know. I think especially when we have stuff like this happening, they usually go back and they say, hey, well, you know, look, you know, they'll be vetting the girls, you know, a little bit more before they hop on that plane. They'll say, look, you know, are you okay? You cool? You know, and everything, you know, tell us now before we go over there, you know. They'll be saying that. Believe me.
They'll be scrutinized a little bit closer, don't you think?
I think so. I think before they hop on that plane to Paris, they're going to be like, hey, you know, are you sure you're not going to, it's going to be, you're not going to do a Simone Biles on us, are you? You see that? Now she's going to be famous for the wrong thing. You're going to be like, oh, you know, you're not going to pull a Biles on us, are you?
Before the athletes get on the sponsored paid-for plane.
Right.
They'll be scrutinized a wee bit more.
Dude, they don't pay for crap when they go over there. And
no, they don't.
When they're Olympians, they put up. They get their meals. They get, you know, all the what's the fancy water, Franklin? What, Evian? Is that still the fancy
water? That might be it. I don't particularly care for it. It's not my cup of tea, if you will. I get sick every time I drink it, very queasy stomach or something in it. But, yeah, they get the best of everything.
Yeah, so they're not paying for diddly over there. So he's right. You know, they're getting a blank check, a free ride to go over there and possibly win and achieve the most pinnacle of individual success you could possibly get. Okay, in the sports world, because that's what it is. Most of our sports that we love here are all team-related sports.
Team-related sports.
You know, and the individual performs, you know, above and beyond in his role. Maybe it's the pitcher. Maybe it's a hitter that, you know, goes 4-for-4 and everything like that. But in the Olympics, it is most of the time, it is literally you. You are the deciding factor of how well you do. You know, so that's, you know, to me, that is something that shouldn't be short-sighted here, you know, in what we're talking about.
Whether you go home or go home with pride.
Yeah, that's right.
A suitcase full of medals and endorsements.
That's right. Marty Hurt says, we can't force you to get vaccinated, but we can fantastically make the private sector die. I know. Well, that's what they're trying to do, Marty. They're trying to get the business. And I'm going to tell you right now, at least for the mom and pop and medium sized stores, they're not ostracizing the public with this. There's no restaurant guy that I know. And I know it's in the news here in New York that some agency that owns like 3 or 4 restaurants said, we're just going to have vaccinated people. That's it. You know, you have to be vaccinated again. That's okay when the menu has no friggin' prices on it and it's just numbers like 1, 2, 4, 5, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, in regular restaurants, they're not doing that crap.
Nope. Right?
They are not going to ostracize some of their paying base over this. It's just not, they're not going to hold the water for the president, you know, who was sticking around here. Get out of here, president. it is true. You know, they're trying to amp it up here a little bit on the people that haven't gotten vaccinated and kind of lay it at their footsteps and, or feet, I should say. And you talk about a bad look. I think that's a bad look.
That's a bad look as well.
But you know what also is a bad look?
What's that?
I'm going to share this with our people out there because this is something also, again, since we're on the sports tip, I came across this this week, and you might know this, Franklin. I'm a very big baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, besides football, it's one of my passions. And the Cleveland Indians, who are no longer going to be called the Cleveland Indians, have chosen a new name. And that name is the Guardians.
Bad boy.
All right. They are announcing the impending name change with a video game narrative. I'm just going to share this real quick here.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians. That's the first thing I thought of when that I heard and saw the name. But we have, and this is, whenever you want to soften the blow of something that is probably not going to be very widely liked, you get yourself an Academy Award winning actor to narrate a film, you know, on the concept.
Mm.
You know, they do it all the time with Morgan Freeman. Well, the next best one, I guess they couldn't get him, so they got Tom Hanks to do it for them. So let's just play this little video, and we'll see, Franklin, if this changes your mind. Let's see.
All right.
We are a city on the rise, forging into the future from our ironed out past.
That doesn't sound like him.
We are a city of fire and water, of trees and towers, built through generations of blue collars and the brightest scholars, and all of those who have worked harder. We hold tight to our roots and set our sights on tomorrow. And this is our team that has stood with our city for more than a century, from Old Municipal to the corner of Carnegie. A team that has seen its own progress and prosperity. Its history flows like a river through the heart of this city. A history that has given us miraculous moments. Moments that span years, and others 22 games. Moments that broke barriers, to moments that broke hearts. Moments that prove this is more than a game. We remember those moments as we move forward with change. You see, it has always been Cleveland that's the best part of our name. And now it's time to unite as one family, one community, to build the next era for this team and this city, to keep watch and guard what makes this game the greatest, to come together and welcome all who want to join us. We are loyal and proud and resilient. We protect what we've earned and always defend it. Together we stand with all who understand what it means to be born and built from the land. Because this is the city we love and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
All right.
Sounds like an advertisement for a new video game or something like that. Okay, I have actually a jersey, Cleveland Indians jersey, and I haven't worn it in a while because somehow it shrunk. Well, I might have got a little bigger, but I would wear it. I mean, really?
I think I can sum up how I feel about this in with this soundbite. you know, and here's you know, when they try to go woke, all right, this is the funny part about it, because it's like you know, when you watch a dog chasing its tail, you mm-hmm. know, going around in a circle, you know, the same things that he was talking about in there, about all being one person and going for the, you know, going for it as one group and everything. How do you think the black guys, okay, or the descendants of the black guys, since that's what the woke quotient likes to, you know, kind of, you know, really galvanize behind when they want to do something, okay? How do you think the black athletes and their family members that broke into the league as Cleveland Indians and were proud to do that, okay? How do you think they're feeling now that you're saying, oh, you know, yeah,
What you did was okay, but you know what? This is
it was okay, but the fact that you were part of something that was really disgusting, that we feel is disgusting, because the name was derogatory towards, you know, a nation of people. You know, well, what you did is, you know, blasé. It's minimized now, which is garbage. Okay, in my opinion. Mm. All right, let me tell you something right now. There is not one reservation you can find that probably gives a crap about whether or not Cleveland calls themselves the Cleveland Indians or the Guardians. Okay. They're not going to now be more prosperous, okay, or forget about what happened in their past, you know, eons ago, with not even themselves, but their you know, ancestors who did get kicked off their lands and stuff like that. You know, here's the thing, Franklin, and I'll let you speak after this. My point is, we are not going to alleviate all the things that you perceive to be atrocities and bad looks we had as a nation just by changing names. That stuff doesn't go away. Okay. You know, you don't have a disease. Okay. And then say, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to call cancer, dandelions. I have dandelions now. Because that's nicer. That's a nicer name than cancer. You know, that's akin to what all these things are, where you talk about the name changes on teams, when you talk about taking down a friggin' statue because you don't like Teddy Roosevelt now because he had Indian slaves, or, you know, black slaves, or whatever it is, you know. It's ridiculous. What's your take?
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, I'm Chris, I'm with you 200%. Okay. Nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to change. Nothing has changed. Okay. I don't understand what people think they're going to get by this, what they're going to get from it. They're just like another notch on their belt, I guess. Hey, like we made them change. All right, now what's next? You know, who's next? I don't see it, to tell you the truth. I really honestly don't see what the difference is. And on another note, if I'm not mistaken, didn't I hear someplace that New York actually was named, I forget exactly what it was, but it had something to do with slaves or something about along those lines. So they're going to change the name of New York now? Is that going to be right? Next? It was something I read in the paper the other day, and something.
How about this one? You know, the term Yankee, that's derogatory. Why don't we change the Yankees' name? You know, I mean, you could go, you know, as far down the road as you want to. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got the Atlanta Braves, you know, that's another Native American, you know, type logo and name.
That might be next. Who knows?
What, you know, why don't they change their name? You know, and what about, endangered species? You know, oh, well, you know, that team is named X, Y, and Z, you know. We can't have that, you know, that may give people the idea to go out and shoot those type of animals. That's not good.
Washington Redskins was another one.
Yeah, well, that's just ridiculous. You know, and if you dig deep on these kind of things, you find out that these groups of people, okay, whether it's Native Americans, whether it's, you know, you name it, They don't have a dog in the fight. They say, well, you know, it's no big deal to us, you know. But what they do is they find the one person that they pay to come on TV to say, oh, you know, it is insulting to, you know, our reservation out here in Tacoma. And, yeah, we're happy about it. So there you go. Then they're like, oh, you're great.
Yeah, but you know what? I've actually seen interviews where they'll have Indians from Dakota North and South Dakota, as opposed, you know, in different places. And they don't care. Yeah. They just don't care. But like you said,
along with one another.
Like, no, that's a really good question too. That's a good question.
But like, the thing is, I'm not coming if Chief Totem is there.
But the thing of it is that, yeah, you'll find a tribe that will applaud what's been done. Mm-hmm. And then across the street, there'll be another tribe that it doesn't bother us at all. Mm-hmm. Why does it bother them and not us? We're no less an Indians, authentic Indians, than the guy down the street. Mm-hmm. You know, it's silly. And sadly, like you said, how deep you want to take this, you can keep on going. You can keep on going.
Probably take it as deep as my colonoscopy I just had.
There you go. Bottoms up.
Hey now.
Marty says, will the new name make them suck any less? That's right. That's right. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know, what are we talking about here?
Should have called them champions, Cleveland champions.
Yeah.
Guardians. What are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. The actual King Smith says, I didn't forget about. Okay. They're having a private conversation. No, actual Indians were offended. Really? Were they offended?
I don't know. What's Lou Diamond Phillips messing with about this?
I have to die.
I couldn't think of any other ones.
Remember when they got mad at him for playing Richie Valens in La Bamba?
Actually, no, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, they didn't like that. Yeah, they're like, oh, he's not really Latin, you know.
Well, they got Jennifer Lopez to do the whole. What was that chick's name? The one who was shot by her manager. Selena.
Joker says, interesting how the woke crowd never goes after Notre Dame and their fighting Irish mascot. Is that white privilege, or do just some people have a thicker skin? You know, we all know that, those shanty Irish like to get drunk and fight, so.
Reminds me of the Family Guy episode when he goes back to Ireland to find his drunken Irish dad.
Right. I saw that.
Oh, that's priceless.
No, that and I can say that because I'm part Irish. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh okay. Can I tell you that I'm Dutch?
Are you?
Yeah, so I'm a little bit Dutch.
I'm not talking about the cigars you smoke.
Oh okay.
Things you buy in the store to roll your special cigarettes.
Nice one.
So, the goddamn bacon bowl of chaos was a Muckleshoot native and cared more about getting bedroom wrecked than by me on these and these team names. Hey, did it just get dark? You called the girl bowl of chaos?
Nice.
That's great. That's good. I mean, hey, you know, I'll have to say, you know, I've seen some nice Native American girls before, you know.
Hey now.
So there you go. What'd they call them? Squaws. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, actually, you know what? On a quite serious note, I didn't realize for the longest time that actually a squaw was a derogatory term. I just thought it meant a female Indian, you know? Female.
Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't know. It's actually considered derogatory.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't mean that. So there you go.
I can't wait till I see if I can find one. I'm going to first one to do one. I'm going to call it a squaw and see what happens.
Nobody, not me. Taking offense on behalf of people who are not offended accomplishes absolutely nothing. Bingo. Absolutely. Tremendous point there. It does nothing. Again, make no mistake, nobody. They're not doing stuff like this for those people. Mm. They're doing it for themselves.
For themselves.
And they're doing it so that, you know, they can feel better about themselves and probably make some money. there's probably a money component, you know, going on about this. So make no mistake, they're not doing it for anything as virtuous as the people. That's 100% the case.
Yeah, if you go to eBay right now, I'm sure an official jersey, Cleveland Indians jersey, would probably cost you $300-$400 now.
Well, I know, right? I know. I should have thought ahead and like ordered myself a professional one, because you probably wouldn't even be able to get them anymore.
Not for nothing. I like, what's his name? Wahoo, Chief Wahoo.
Oh yeah, the mask. Yeah,
the mascot. Yeah,
on. That's right. Yeah,
you have to have big the guy smile. This. Yeah, right.
Come on, yeah. And what about? Well, that's one of my favorite movies. Damn it, Major League.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They've ruined one of my favorite movies. There you go. Oh my goodness, Marty Hertz. Hey, because cancer has a negative insult. The woman's. No, we're born under that sign. That's right. That's right. Where do you think it came from? Greetings, everyone. Greetings to you, nobody. Thank you for hopping in here. all right.
I just thought of something. I think we went over this last week about Mindy Kaling, whatever her name was, changing Velma from a redhead to a South Asian Indian.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that? Mindy Kaling, I think she has a new TV show or a movie or something that's coming out, and Scooby-Doo and all of those characters are changing Velma, and I believe she's supposed to be a South Indian or a South Asian or something like that now. So she's not quite, I couldn't make this up actually. As usual, I'm fumbling all over the place, and Marty will probably pick it up. But yeah, I think I read about that in the paper last week. Didn't we go through this already?
No, and does Fred steal Daphne's clothes and dress up later? are we to that extent with the new Scooby-Doo show?
I guess so. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure with it. New movie that's coming out or show, what have you. But yeah, she's Fred, Marty will probably pick up, but Marty's good like that.
The Bacon says, anyone see the Babylon Bee post about all the colored mascots?
Hey, what color are they?
They've been... I don't know what that comment means.
Have you ever heard that one before?
Oh, my God. The Potato Lobby... complained about Redskins. Yeah, right. I know. That's they right.
Potatoes.
Produce aisle.
The produce.
They didn't aisle. Like it. How deep you want to take this? I may or may not have used that. I know. There you go. That's right. Oh my God.
Oh my.
Oh man.
Georgie. Can't be a show without George.
Scooby and Shaggy will be trans now. They might. They just might. Day. They might.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Here we go. My goodness. Yeah, I hope not. I'll have to look for that now. You see, now you gave me some homework, Franklin.
Not for nothing. I always got a thing for Velma anyhow. Okay. Daphne was kind of like boring.
Really?
Yeah, I've been a redhead guy for love redheads for ages. So, Velma's got my vote.
That's okay. So all right. Well, she had the glasses on there, you know. So,
are you kidding? Them glasses, that's what did it. Those glasses and those knee high socks. Let me tell you. And that sweater, no matter where they were,
I know.
Stupid sweater.
It could be like a summertime episode, and they'd be in Fort Lauderdale. She'd have the sweater on. My goodness. All right. So I see we're all caught up in the chat here. What is this? Nobody. Next, they are going to make Shaggy and I buy. No.
What does he identify with? What does Shaggy identify with?
Did you just assume Shay? Did you just assume Scooby's gender? How dare you? Thelma is kind of thick, says Tashi 29.
Thelma. Oh, you mean Thelma? Yeah, she was. Yeah, she wasn't as put together as
Daphne, yeah.
But yeah.
I think there's a whole Velma category. It probably is. There probably is. Velma also has my vote, 100%. Sure, she's a closet kink.
Definitely. Redheads? Yeah, please.
Well, wait, was she redhead?
I believe she was a redhead.
I thought she was.
I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure she was a redhead.
I thought Daphne was redhead.
I thought it was Velma. Oh, somebody correct us in the comments
before. Well, Velma had the butchy haircut, though, right?
That was it.
Yeah, the bowl cut.
Yeah, I don't have to grab onto, but yeah, that was her. Yep. Not for nothing, during Halloween, you can't walk down the street in any big city and not see at least one Velma.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely not.
Same jinkies for me. she was brunette? Okay, my mistake. I thought she was a redhead.
Linda Cardellini was hot as Velma. I guess he's talking about the live action movie that came out a few years ago.
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
A long time ago. Yeah. Daphne is a redhead. Yep.
Daphne was a redhead. Okay, so I got it backwards. Yeah. Okay.
Daphne was the fire crown. The dark brown carpeting. Oh yeah. Oh boy. It's devolved into that, ladies.
It's starting.
You know. Well, I am not showing clips of Scooby Doo a triple X parody. We are not doing that on this show. I'm
pretty sure it's out there.
No, yeah.
Just have to look.
Oh my goodness. All right. So it is getting to be the witching hour here.
All right.
I want to thank everybody that joined us in the chat. I want to thank Marty for calling in and giving his 2 cents on Simone Biles and the failure/quitting conversation this week. Most importantly, I got to thank you, Franklin. Thank you so much for being here.
Glad to be here, Chris.
All right. And with that, I want to thank everybody out there. Please subscribe to the channel if you have not yet subscribed. Okay. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, which is the dedicated Facebook page for this show. We also are on Instagram. We stream through MGTOW.TV for our MGTOW brethren out there. And as always, if you donated, God bless you. I will make sure that we shout you out on the next show. And God bless, guys. We will see you next week.